Again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM at KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, where it is yet another beautiful Bonner's Ferry day. Also, a 97.1 FM KSBT here in somewhat sunny Sandpoint. I love these days. I love the fall. It's just these nice, cool, crisp days and almost chilly nights. It's like perfect. And we've got today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all pretty much cookie cutter days, all about hovering around 70, lows in the lower 40s. It's just the leaves are turning. It's my favorite time of year. Yeah. So anyway, it's Thursday. We're here in North Idaho, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll have our monthly feature with Bonner General Health. Daniel Holland, who's been a guest on this show numerous times in the last few years. He, of course, is the BGH Director of Diagnostic Imaging. He's with us again today. And we'll be talking about breast cancer awareness and the upcoming Sip and Screen event that's taking place on Saturday, October 14th at Bonner General Health. So Daniel will be along with us in just a couple of moments to discuss that. And in our second segment, we'll welcome back in Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center, find out what's happening with the seniors for the month of October. Always look forward to that segment. And in our final segment today, we'll meet Julia Kern. She has a new store in Ponderay. Perhaps you've driven by it on the Kootenai Cutoff Road. It's called the Rusty Trunk. And we'll find out what it is that happens inside those doors. Very interesting stuff. Lots of stuff happening around here or in our general area this Saturday, October 7th. Priest River's annual Oktoberfest is happening in the downtown streets of Priest River. There's keg curling, hammer schlagening, whatever that is, cornhole, and lots of beers. McDuff's. A little partial to McDuff's myself. They'll be there. Timbertown, of course, right there in Priest River, 74 Main. 74 Main Public House will be there. Matchwood Brewing Company. Popeye's Lounge. High Country Cider. There's cornhole. Like I said, hammerschlagen and keg curling. And lots of food and live music. So a lot of fun happening in Priest River this Saturday. A week from Saturday, the 14th, there is an Oktoberfest happening in the Granary District in downtown Sandpoint. So we'll talk more about that next week. Coming up this Saturday evening at the Panada Theater, it's a benefit for the Panada Theater. And if you've ever seen David Da Vinci, or if you've never seen him, if you've ever seen him, you'll want to go to the show. If you've never seen him, you do not want to miss this. He's a thrillusionist. That's thrillusionist, like an illusionist and a thrill seeker. It's just beyond reality, just short of insanity. Thrillusionist, not a magician, not just an illusionist, but a thrill-seeking, mind-bending master of prestidigitation. I don't even know what that word means or how to say it. He creates an alternate word of fascination. Prepare to be mystified by mind-boggling illusions and jaw-dropping magic. You'll laugh, you'll cheer, your jaw will hit the floor. Ouch. As David Da Vinci presents his interpretation of the age-old art of magic and illusions. So that is happening this Saturday, 7 o'clock showtime, 6 o'clock doors. It's just $30 for tickets. You can get them at panada.org. And again, it's a benefit for the historic Panada Theater. So go to panada.org today and get more details on that and buy your tickets. What else is happening? Of course, Farmers Market's still going in Sandpoint for two more Saturdays, and this will be an ideal Saturday to hit Farmers Market weather-wise. Also, tomorrow, there's Harvest Foods free food distribution at Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, 1900 Pine Street. It's from 11 to 1. You simply drive in, and they'll load you up with a variety of food. just get on over there. Do not arrive early, as that may cause traffic and safety concerns, but everybody will get through. And it's free food at Christ Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, across from the Y on Pine Street, 11 to 1 tomorrow. The Mike Wagoner Trio's playing at the winery tomorrow evening. Let's see, Barrel 33 has live music with Riley Anderson. As I recall, Riley, a graduate of Sandpoint High School, now a professional entertainer in the Spokane area, but playing at Barrel 33 in Sandpoint tomorrow evening. Let's see, the Wags, W-H-A-G-S, are playing at Eichhardt's tomorrow evening, kind of Grateful Dead-esque harmonies and stuff like that. Selkirk Fire has an open house this Saturday from 11 to 2. There's live demonstrations, truck tours, free lunches, kids' interactive activities, and more. So go to the Selkirk Fire Station on Lake Street this Saturday from 11 to 2. Bring the kids or the grandkids. If you were planning to go to the Bonner County Historical Event at the Hive this Saturday, it's been postponed because it was going to be all about the Lake Pendere Idaho Club, and they went to a fishing derby. So that'll happen at another time. Anyway, what's happening here on the show, we have our BGH segment for this month. Daniel Holland is with us in just a moment. We'll also be talking about the Senior Center, what's happening there in October, and we'll meet Julia Kern from the Rusty Trunk. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Ready for a change of pace? The Washington Air National Guard offers high-caliber training in career fields from medical to maintenance and everything in between. Immediately access state tuition assistance and subsidized health insurance, all while serving 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. Select jobs eligible for a bonus up to $15,000. Contact your local Air National Guard recruiting at 509-981-3217. The Washington Air National Guard. Build a career. Serve your community.
When you're eating McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, take a moment to appreciate that they're back. And while you may be eager to reach for another McNugget, take a moment to let the spice settle. Because the lightly breaded tempura and blend of aged cayenne aren't just spicy, they're worth it. You can order ahead on the McDonald's app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time, McD app download and registration required.
If you've been having your McDonald's sausage McMuffin with an iced coffee from somewhere else, now's a great time to reconsider.
It's the perfect time to chill out with a seasonal pumpkin spice iced coffee. Or try a caramel or French vanilla iced coffee, each made with 100% Arabica beans. Turns out, you now have three delicious reasons to reconsider at participating McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
Yeah.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by Daniel Holland, the BGH Director of Diagnostic Imaging. And Daniel, how are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
You know, I wish I'd kept track of how many times you've appeared on this radio show in the last 4 years.
I know, and I was kind of trying to figure out as well when the last time I was. we've had so much going on at the hospital the last year and a half, two years, that figure out what I need to retouch on.
Well, we're going to talk about the Sip and Screen event that's coming up on October 14th, but first tell us about all those things that are happening at the hospital and in your department.
Kind of 2022 into the beginning of 2023 was a fairly large expansion for radiology specifically. Mm-hmm. We spent the first 6 months of 2022 renovating a 3,000 square foot area of the HSB building so that we could expand out our ultrasound offerings as well as have room for a second mammo machine. Mm-hmm. And then that cleared out a spot in the hospital where we were able to spend the second 6 months renovating an area and dropping in a second CT scanner, which has a huge impact on emergency care as well as just outpatient volume offerings. So we can really try to better take care of the increase in population that we continue to see in kind of, you know, Bonner County and kind of our normal service population. And then we had one of the most impressive shows of support to Bonner General that I have ever witnessed, and that was the Heart Ball this last year in 2023. And in that one night, they raised enough money to pay for a second mammo machine that we then got put in and installed and was and have been using it since April of this year.
So how does that change things in your department to have a second mammo machine?
It's absolutely incredible. We have just from a number standpoint, it increased our access of screening appointments by 80%. It increased our availability for diagnostic appointments, which are either somebody has a problem that they're aware of, or there's something we just want to see a little bit closer on your screening mammogram. We've increased those by 66%. And then one of the biggest items is we've been able to increase then our biopsy slots. So you got something we need to go after. We need to get a sample of that tissue, make sure it is either cancerous or benign. And we've increased those by 150%.
Wow. So that's a huge difference.
It's absolutely incredible. We can get a patient from screening through biopsy in 1 week. Mm-hmm. Which from, just sitting and waiting and wondering and worrying,
I can only imagine,
it's huge. Yeah. It's absolutely huge. Yeah.
Sensational. So, and then the exoskeleton.
Yeah. So they just had a big fun run a couple weekends ago, and the exoskeleton is now, to help support that, exoskeleton is now here and in use. And from my understanding, we've had at least three, if not four patients that we've been able to get in that have already started to use it.
Wow.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
As well as I was actually sadly out of town for the run, but it's my understanding that we had an individual who was from a different area of the country, but he came in who was injured at one point in his life. And he learned to walk again with the use of an exoskeleton, and he completed that fun run as well.
Wow.
Which is pretty just...
That's chicken skin time.
Exactly.
For me right here.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
That's amazing. So hats off to everybody who volunteered for that, and Justin Dick, and just all the Amelia
Boyd. A lot of effort put in across the board. Yeah.
And it got that done. And you mentioned the Heart Ball. Do you remember what that financial number was? It was the 200,000-ish or something.
It was. I believe they raised gross revenue right around $500,000.
Wow!
In one night, it was incredibly moving. It was inspiring to be there and to see that support.
That's staggering.
And you know, there's also that immense feeling of, okay, obviously the community is behind this. They want this. And so that responsibility to make sure that we go out and deliver and ensure that we provide that care and provide that access so that we can, take care of our community.
Yeah. Did you ever think growing up, like, or whenever you decided you this is what you wanted to do, that tiny little Bonner General Hospital would become this?
To be honest, no. When I left at 18 years old, I didn't think I would come back, and it's been wonderful. We get to raise our kids here now as well. My kids are 9 and 10. They're doing competitive golf and do taekwondo, and we just love it.
Holland and golf?
I know, right? It's so surprising.
Just kidding. You local golfers will know. That's great. I can just tell from you're just beaming right now.
Yeah.
That, able to do this, and the area is growing, like it or not, and the hospital growing with it is a necessity. So that's just the way things are. Speaking of necessities, the breast screening is such an important necessity, and you have a sip and screen event coming up on Saturday, October 14th.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So the sip and screen is a event where we're going to open up on a Saturday. We're going to provide food, some champagne or mimosas, depending on what time of day people are showing up at. And they can come in and they can get their screening mammogram done. And this is in support of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And some of the statistics on breast cancer in the United States are just absolutely staggering. So in the last handful of years, breast cancer has become the second leading cause of cancer in the United States. According to numbers in the CDC, what we see is 240,000 cancer diagnoses of women yearly. We see a little over 2,000 diagnoses of cancer for men yearly for breast cancer. It's huge. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer. That's how staggering that statistic is.
Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
We want to make sure that we raise awareness on it. We have a very firm understanding of the reality that our biggest weapon is early detection and screening. We can detect cancer with our 3D mammography, which we now, like I said, have 2 units on. We can detect it before it's a real problem so they can get treatment early, so they can have that good quality outcome and move on with their lives.
Should everyone get a mammogram, whether they feel a lump or not?
Yes. In short, though, there is some debate of whether or not that should be once a year or every other year. That's really a conversation that individuals should have with their provider. Make sure that they're addressing the concern in the manner that they're most comfortable with. The American College of Radiology still does recommend that every woman 40 years of age and older, to get a mammogram annually.
Well, you mentioned the statistics of men getting breast cancer. What's the early detection for a man?
This
is something we never even used to talk about.
We don't. And it is really, I think for men, it's kind of an embarrassing thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have breast cancer. That is a woman's problem. It really is not. And so if a man does have any sort of, palpable lump, mass that they feel, or they have any concern, they should certainly talk to their doctor. Most frequently, men come to us way later on in the stage of things than we see women, and that's due to that stigma that this is a female problem.
And while a lot of guys, myself included, is like, I don't want to know what that is.
Right. I'd rather just
ignore
it.
What if it's cancer?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, that's why you should.
Why you do it.
Yeah.
Right.
So. Very well put. Back to your sipping screen. It's happening in recognition of Breast Cancer Awareness Month at BGH. It is Saturday, October 14th from 8 until 5.
Yep.
And you've got mammograms, of course. There's snacks, libations, and a lot of fun. Do you need to schedule?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and that would be the 265-3349 number.
208-265-3349. If you want to learn more, you can go to bonnergeneral.org. And learn about that. And I can't let you go without mentioning the 26th annual hospice event coming up, or it's happening right now, the Rose event. You can, it's like I said, 26th annual Rose event, supporting direct client support of our community. And if you know anything about hospice, it's an unbelievable job that these people do at the toughest time of the life. Mm-hmm. You can pre-order these a dozen roses, just $25. Delivery and discounts are available for bulk orders, and call for more information. And all proceeds provide direct client support to families in our community, supporting nonprofit hospice, and give someone the special gift of roses. So it's a win-win-win. You can order them anytime this month, and you pick up the roses on November the 1st. And again, or you can just go to the website and click on events, click on the Rose event for hospice, and you can pre-order right there or just give them a call at Bonner General Health. Daniel, thanks for joining us again. And
thanks for having me, Bob.
We'll do it again sometime.
Sounds great.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we've got Brenda and Marie are with us. Once again, we'll talk about what's happening at the Sandpoint Senior Center right after this.
What's better than the perfect cut of meat for a tasty meal? That's easy. The perfect cut of meat on sale.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only with great savings on USDA Choice Angus Beef New York Steak, $6.98 a pound. Limit two packages. Jennie-O Bone-In Turkey Breast, $1.98 a pound. Prairie Fresh Boneless Pork Loin Roast, $1.98 a pound.
Super One Foods 12-hour meat sale this Thursday only. The savings are sizzling.
With a change of season, it's a good time to take a trip to Under the Sun in downtown Bonner's Ferry. You'll find a treasure trove of unique gifts, new fall and winter accessories arriving daily. And there's women's consignment clothing boutique in their basement. Enjoy the downstairs market or just relax in the upstairs loft. And you can find something delicious to eat or drink in their bistro. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
Bondo, you need Bondo.
Bondo fixed your car so you can drive him home.
A Crown Victoria.
Never seen a car with so much chrome.
I took it into Anderson's. Expert paint job, shine like the sun.
Woman now thinks that I am number one.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, our second segment here in North Idaho Thursday. We have Brenda and Marie with us from the Sandpoint Senior Center. Ladies, how are you?
Good. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
You brought a brown bag. Our producer just said, that's not a bomb, is it? Well, it might be. What's in the bag?
Well, that's our brand homemade chili that we had at the Senior Center today.
So to answer your question, it is sort of a bomb. It's chili.
Homemade. In all the fixings with cornbread and a side salad and Just a bunch of goodies for you.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. So we didn't get much time to talk before we came on here today, and I see you have the monthly newsletter right in front of you, Brenda. What's going on at the Senior Center?
Well, the big thing we want to talk about is that turkey bingo. I know that's not till November, but we want to get that put in your ear right now. It's a big to-do for us. And
it's Saturday, November 4th, so
that's right.
It is just a month away. Doors open at 12:30, games from 1 to 4. And I've heard of turkey bingo for years. What exactly is it?
Well, I think that's just what they call it, but it's a raffle and a silent auction, and it says turkey or ham, I'm not exactly sure.
Anyway, just mark your calendars for Saturday, November 4th for a turkey bingo, and let's see, you were going to have, last time you were here, you were talking about elections for board of directors. Did that happen?
It sure did. If you check our newsletter, we do have a spotlight on our sassy new board of directors. And there's a little write-up about it there on the internet and in our newsletter.
So you have Matthew Phillips, Loris Michael, Wesley Carey, Nikki Klein, of course, Judy Fry McComish, Kelly Dryden, and Adele Martin.
Correct. That's our board of directors.
I want to thank those volunteer board of directors for doing that for the Senior Center. Anything else coming up this month that we should know about? You have any trips or anything?
Well, we have all of our upcoming activities that we have every month. We always need more players for the games. We are hosting a flu vaccine clinic, and that's going to be when is that going to be? On the 8th?
Wednesday the 10th.
Yeah, the 10th.
Or the 11th, from 9 until 1.
Correct.
And it's brought to you by Panhandle Health. You can call them at 263-5859 for more information. And it's so important, especially for seniors, to get the flu vaccine.
Correct. Also, the main thing we're always screaming is we need volunteers, and we actually have a Help Wanted out now. So there is a paid position if someone's interested in a little part-time work.
I saw it. You're looking for a dishwasher?
Well, we are looking for just kind of an all-around kitchen assistant, gotcha, which would include dishwashing and learning how to sous chef and learning how to pack up the meals on wheels.
Very good. So they give you a call at 263-6860 to find out more about that?
That's right, Bob.
Yeah. So, I highly suggest if you're a senior or just interested in senior stuff, you don't have to be a senior to hang out at the Senior Center and do the activities, to get the newsletter. And you can get that online at sandpointareaseniors.org. That's what I'm looking at right now. You can learn about the board games, the art classes, card games. They have bridge and bunco and all kind of pinochle. There's also things like the EMTs that come on Thursdays at 11 for blood pressure checks. And there's felt making classes. And this month's historic sing-along is October 26th at noon, featuring Buddy Holly.
Yeah, woo woo.
I think Buddy went down in a plane crash a long time ago, but somehow
he's a fellow Texan.
He's appearing at the Sandpoint Senior Center on October 26th. You also have the Old Time Fiddler Jam on the 28th and the annual Halloween lunch on the 31st. Do you know, as being the chef there, what's going to be the Halloween lunch?
Well, it's going to be a trick or a treat. We're voting for a treat. I think the menu is Ghostly Pizza.
Mostly pizza.
Yes.
Okay. And Marie, from the Daybreak Center, and what's going on at your place?
Well, we're just hanging in here. We've had a lot of people out because of two families had weddings, and so we're getting lonesome. Come on down.
You scared me when you say two people out. I'm going, no, not the C word or just anything bad. But, weddings.
Yeah.
That's a
it's
happy
just
thing.
Funny. You know, people... This one guy had tons of family, and so he stayed home. And so we just love to have people there, and they have so much fun when they are there. We just sit and chat and have coffee and cookies and tea. And then, I just wanted to say, just we're there 5 days a week, 8 to 5 or 10 to 5. And, we will kind of make special arrangements for people if they need them.
Oh, so, you're a little more flexible than
we
that.
Will. We will.
And if somebody is just hearing this today and they want, think, well, maybe I should check it out for mom or whatever, can they just stop by sometime and meet you guys and talk about it?
Anytime. Yeah, it's great. Just stop by. Come up the little ramp and we're right there. We usually keep the door open, so unless it's really cold.
We're getting there, but today is perfect. Today is just absolutely ideal. So, yeah, that's happening at the Daybreak Center, which is right next to the Sandpoint Senior Center. And, again, you can go to sandpointareaseniors.org and learn about all the stuff that's going on over there. And, Brenda, again, tell us about – I mentioned the Buddy Holly historic sing-along. What happens at these
sing-alongs? So what we do is we gather for lunch, of course. I'm going to say that. And then right after lunch, a lady comes in. I think it's a lady, and she hands out song sheets, okay. I believe. And then she
just
tells,
like, that'll be
the day. And she'll tell a story about, you know, something maybe Buddy Holly did and how it came about, how he wrote a song or something. And then they bust out into song and start singing along. And it is a blast.
Wow.
It really is a blast.
That sounds like a great one. Let's see. And you guys have the Sandpoint Area Seniors wish list. You're hiring one position, as you said, kind of a versatile kitchen position, but you also need copy paper. If people have copy paper, they want to donate heavy duty nitrate gloves. You need Miracle Whip, still wool pads, frozen pies, Ziploc bags, brown paper bags. You know, people.
With handles
laying around the house, like
the paper bags have to have handles,
yeah, like the ones you get at Yolks.
Yep.
And toasted sunflower kernels, bottled water, and stuff like that that you guys need.
That's right.
And let's see. So was the chili the lunch today?
It was. We had plugged it last month for October 5th, and I figured since we did, we needed to bring you some. Also, can I mention, Bob, that
Absolutely.
We're doing technical help for your computers all month long on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have a guy coming in the conference room. Just come down to the senior center, bring your iPad or your crazy phone that you can't understand. He could try to help you out.
That is such a great thing. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Because all of us have, you know, I got a, not the iPhone 15, but I got a 14 recently.
Oh, no.
And my kids say, if I ask them questions, oh, you'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Or my grandson will pick it up and just in 2 seconds find something. I was like, I don't know how you did that. So everybody needs a little help, or even with laptops these days are getting like beyond some of us.
Mm-hmm.
So when is that? You can go to the
senior? That's all month, all the whole month of October on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 1 p.m.
And who is it that helps you out?
It's just tech help. I'm not sure the guy's name, but they just call it the tech help guy.
So if you have a tablet, say, and you can't figure it out, or maybe there's more to it than you've learned so far, that you can bring that to the senior center and this person will help you.
That's a great idea. Figure it out.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Once again, learn more about Sandpoint Area Seniors. It's easy to remember, sandpointareaseniors.org. You can get the newsletter and find out more about that job we're talking about and all of the events that are coming up at the Senior Center for the month of October. Brenda and Marie, thanks for joining us
once again this month. Thank you so much.
Do it again. I can't believe I'm saying this. We'll do it again in November.
Wow. It is. It's crazy. Thank you so much.
All right. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll meet Julia Kern. She has a new store in Ponderay. It's called the Rusty Trunk. We'll find out what's happening there right after this.
The Ponderay Winery is celebrating another wonderful harvest. We are so excited for this amazing vintage of wine made here in Sandpoint. We continually work to keep our menu of delectable bites fresh and new. They're always made from scratch and seek to pair effortlessly with our award-winning wines. Come try October's Wine of the Month, our 2021 Merlot, with a Mountain Goat pizza while taking in artwork brought to us by the Switzers. We are located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint and open 12 to 8 Tuesday through Saturday. So come join us for a friendly visit and a glass of wine at the Ponderay Winery.
Fall is upon us, and what better way to celebrate than to come to downtown Sandpoint and create memories? The downtown Sandpoint Business District is having its third annual Apple Fest. There will be games, prizes, yummy apple drinks, treats, and an apple pie contest, all happening October 14th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Try your hand at bingo and have a chance to win a $250 prize pack from participating businesses. For more info, check us out on Facebook, Sandpoint Shopping District, or go to downtownsandpoint.com. Apple Fest, October 14th.
Score a touchdown when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as fast as a Bulldog running back, visit TingInternet.com/Bulldogs. That's TingInternet.com/Bulldogs.
It's time to see what's new at Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Carhartt makes gear that works as hard as you do. At North 40 Outfitters, we want to make sure you're getting the quality you deserve at a price you can afford. Through October 17th, if you spend $125 on Carhartt apparel, we'll give you a $20 North 40 gift card. The classic K87 work shirt, rugged canvas work pants, beanies, coats from Carhartt. Spend $125 and get a $20 gift card at North 40 Outfitters. In store or online at north40.com. North 40 Outfitters, outfitting work and play.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers, available at Walgreens. Learn more at Exergen.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 1400, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday, our final segment for this week, and we are joined right now with Julia Kern. She has a new business in Ponderay called The Rusty Trunk. Julia, how are you?
I'm good today. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. What is The Rusty Trunk? What happens there?
Well, it is a vintage antiques, gifts, art store. You can pretty much find anything, collectibles. There's just a little bit of everything. We have one lady that even sells plants. It's really a cool place.
So is it like consignments?
No, it's not consignments. It's more of a collective. It kind of tiered off. I own Gypsy Girl Estate Sales. And then there was all these people that would come to the estate sales that are vendors, you know, at some of the other antique malls. And I just always felt like there was a need for one in Ponderay. And so I kind of, about a year ago, started thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, it just happened. It was a God thing. So
so tell us where you're located and what's the best way to find you guys.
We are on, I think, the new busiest street in Ponderay. It's Kootenai Cutoff.
Oh, yeah.
The cars will back up right in front of our store, which is right across from the animal shelter.
Okay.
It's the old Ponderay Veterinary Center that was Batteries Plus.
Oh, yeah, the Ponderay Vet Center, Jerry Lewis's business for years and years, decades.
Yes,
and
right
then
there.
It moved next door to a brand new building. And then it was a battery store that didn't look like it was open.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. I think they just manufactured them there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And now it's you guys right across from the Better Together Animal Alliance.
Exactly. And we are just we're busy, busy, busy. It is so cool when you go in there. It doesn't look anything like the veterinary office. If you used to take your animals there, you're going to walk in and go, wow. So what we did was we literally just walked in, and when the first time I saw it, I thought, oh, I'll just take all the doors off. And I took all the doors off, and with obviously with help. And I had vendors come in, and they painted their walls, or they put up wood on their walls, and they created their own little spaces. And they are so unique. You're not going to find any spaces like this anywhere else. One of them, it looks like the Silk Road. It has like a caravan type of feel when you go into it. One of them, it looks like an old general store. It is so cool. And you wander around through the door and in out of door. At the first couple of weeks, we would give away maps. And so, because literally our new saying is, well, if you get lost, just yell Marco so that we will, you know, go Polo, you know, so you can get out of there.
So in that old vet building, which I assume doesn't smell like dogs and cats anymore, because I'm sure that's what the first memory it comes to just about everybody around here, and I think that that old building. But that's what one of the vets who used to work in there has told me about how fun it is just to walk through the store, because everywhere you turn, it's something different.
Yeah, everything's different, and everything's changing constantly. Like, I haven't been there for a day and a half, and I walk in, and somebody's brought in, there's fresh flowers from the grumpy chicken farmer. She has a booth in there. I mean, there's so much, and somebody buys something, and the vendors come in, and they put more new stuff. So every day you go in there, there's something new and exciting.
So it's not the same thing over and over again. So it would behoove you to shop there often to see what, like you said, you're gone for a day and a half, and things are really different.
Yes. And even myself, as I'm looking at some of the booths, I have a booth in there, and I look in it, and I said, okay, after our grand opening, which, by the way, is October 13th and 14th, that's Friday and Saturday, there's going to be lots and lots and lots of prizes. There's going to be a fun little thing that we're going to do. It's going to scavenger hunt. You're going to have a list of items you need to find within the building. They won't be items that are actually for sale, but we've actually stuck around in all the booths. There are 41 different spaces within this building that you can go and look at. We're not going to make you find 41 items, but there'll be about 20. And when you bring up your little sheet of paper that shows, you'll say, let's say it's an old sock that you have to find, and you'll write you found it in booth number 2. And then you will bring your little sheet up, and you get to draw from a big jar of prizes. There's a prize. Everybody who draws will get a gift, a prize. It goes from 5% off or 10% off to a $100 gift certificate to a particular vendor. We have restaurant tickets. We have all kinds of stuff that are going there. We have actual prizes that you'll walk away with, maybe, you know, a bowl from one of our vendors or whatever. But every one of the tickets in there will be a prize.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So that is October 13th, which is a Friday, and the 14th, which is a Saturday, your grand opening. From when to when?
9 to 5:30.
And are those your regular business hours, six days a week?
Yeah. The cool thing about the grand opening is that a lot of us, and I was alluding to that, that I'm already ready to change my booth around. And I'm going to put a lot of my stuff on sale, because there's some things I want to go away, because I've collected some new stuff that I really want to get in for the holidays.
When you talk about stuff in your booth, what's this featured in your booth?
Well, I have two booths. I have a booth that's called That's What He Said. And that is, everything is geared really for men, or I don't know. There's a vintage speedboat in there. It's one that you remote control.
Okay. I was gonna say.
There's a remote control speedboat in there. There's a Coors Light in that one. Just kind of guy stuff. There's some stuffed pheasants and all kinds of things in there. But then I have another booth that has just some really cool smaller little tables and just a lot of vintage clothing and stuff like that. And I have collected some new stuff that I kind of want to flip that booth around already. I'm a former interior designer, and well, you never not an interior designer, but that's what I was in my trade. And so I'm ready to change it up. So I kind of want to move some of my stuff out.
There you go. And you talk about, you know, 41 spaces, and it's antiques, gifts, arts, more. Do you have vendors that come and go as well, or is it?
We do. We do take consignments. It's kind of on a like what it is kind of a basis. We right now we have an artist. We have Patricia Rigoni. Her artwork is hanging in our store, and so we have sold a lot of her artwork. And she and her husband are moving away out of the state, so we have her artwork, and she's on consignment right now. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's just one piece. If you do have things that you want to sell, we have a way for you to sell those things to us, to our vendors. The first Sunday of every month is Vendor Sunday. You can come down between, I think it's 2 and 5, and come down and bring them in your car, and we will look at your items and see if any of our vendors want to buy them. Wow. So if you, you know, if you don't want to sell them yourself, you can always call the store and see if we're interested in buying any of these items. Of course, we still do estate sales. So if you have an entire estate, we can, you know, I can come out and do an estate sale. There's just lots of fun things. We're going to be doing, a treasure hunt once a month, the first of the month, entire month. You have an opportunity to go find these two items. They're free. And if you find them in the store, you get them. And it's kind of a club, a treasure club. So lots of cool things happening down there. You need to come down and check them out.
And again, the grand opening is happening at the Rusty Trunk. They're located on Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay, the old Ponderay Veterinary Building across the street from the animal shelter. October 13th and 14th, Friday and Saturday from 9 until 5:30 is the grand opening. Vendor Sunday. I didn't know anything about that. That's very interesting.
It's an interesting concept.
Important that we got that out there. Yeah. So people know that.
If you want to sell something to us, first Sunday of every month.
Oh, the first Sunday of every month.
Between 2 and 5, you can come and bring it to the store, and we will check it out and buy it from you.
And you guys don't have a website yet.
Not yet. We're so new. We've only been open a month.
A month. That was my next question. Yeah. So are you on Facebook?
We are on Facebook. You and I should know this. I don't run this part.
Okay.
You know what? Come by, check us out, 875 Kootenai Cutoff Road, and we will get all those pertinent things. We are on Facebook. I think you can find us at the Rusty Trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a safe bet. 208-265-2472.
Yes.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes. 265-2472.
And I think I talked to Jan there yesterday.
Yes, Jan Christian. She used to be at Annie's Antiques, Annie's Orchard out in Hope.
Oh, okay.
Or Clark Fork, I think it is. Gosh, I'm all screwed up today.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's all good.
What's important is if people stop by the Rusty Trunk and check it out, and I'll bet you there's a lot of people listening to this right now who have driven by there on coming from Home Depot or Walmart or any of those North 40s. And so, like, Rusty Trunk, what is that?
I know. You know, it's interesting because people are going, oh, I saw you coming. We saw the sign. We're so glad to see somebody's in there. It does not look like that old building. And it is so good, and it doesn't smell. It is so pretty and happy in there. We have some really cool, you know, a lot of Bing Crosby and a lot of Fred Astaire playing, and it's really fun. It's just a fun place.
It sounds like it, and from friends of mine who have visited, I need to get out there and just wander around and check it out.
And we're going to be giving $25 gift certificate away on one of the radio stations here.
Yeah.
Amongst our ad. So we'll give that away. So be listening for that.
Again, it's the Rusty Trunk, over 40 spaces that showcase a plethora of vintage antiques, gifts, arts, and who knows what, all kinds of stuff. It's constantly changing. Stop by on the Kootenai Cutoff Road for more information. Call 265-2472. And don't forget the grand opening October 13th and 14th from 9 until 5:30. And just sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's going to be it here for North Idaho Thursday. Tomorrow evening, we've got Badger football for you on 1450 AM KBFI in Bonners Ferry as the Badgers take on Kellogg. And, of course, I'll be here at home doing the Bulldog game, biggest game of the year, taking on the Lakeland Hawks. And just encourage people to come out. And if you can't, be sure and tune us in at 97.1 FM or NorthIdahoRadio.com. And me and Tag Benefield is doing a sensational job on the color commentary this year. We're having a blast. Bulldogs against Lakeland, 6:45 for the pregame and 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.